Hey, Ari Bixhorn from the Internet Explorer team here to show you five new UX enhancements we've made in the release candidate of IE9. Number five, pin sites with multiple home pages. Now, with a single click on a pin site, I can launch an instance of IE9 with multiple home pages. In this case, a social hub with Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I can set these easily from the Internet Options dialog box. Number four, tab placement. Some users like a lot of tabs. In this case, we've got close to 20 tabs open. That can get a little cramped. So what did we do in the RC? With two clicks, you can show those tabs on a dedicated row so that you can see more of your tabs. Pretty cool. Number three, let's stay on the topic of tabs. In the past, when you wanted to close a tab, you'd have to navigate to that tab and then close it. With IE9 RC, you can simply hover over that close button and with one click, close the tab. Number two, hotkeys. We've got them in IE9 RC. If I go to a web page, I select some text, I copy that text, now I can press Control Shift and L to automatically do a search on that copied text. And the number one new UX enhancement in IE9 RC is actually something that we've taken away. We've reduced the amount of space taken up by our browser window so that your websites have more space. The best way to show this, side by side, IE9 RC and Chrome. You can see we're saving almost an entire toolbar's worth of real estate in the IE9 RC. And that's five UX updates we're shipping in the release.